Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the all-new Channel Q on 94.1 HD2. I'm Tyler Fox, and here's the deal. We've been off for a lot of time because of, like, this whole coronavirus thing. And we're finally back, and it's cool to be back. So I got to tell you, like, even doing it remotely, I'm talking to my buddy, Star Love, who's in Michigan right now. How are you, Queen?
Good. How are you doing, beautiful?
We are in Vegas, obviously, and we need to get you out here soon, sooner than later. Like, when this coronavirus thing is over, we need to get you out here performing. I'm thinking, like, Charlie's. Like, I want to be your manager because I'm thinking,
oh,
like,
I would
Charlie's,
love that.
Senior Frogs. I'm thinking, like, Freeze.
Girl, I'll be anywhere you want me to be.
We're going to have you at Piranha. We are going to have you, like, everywhere. So that's kind of like how I'm feeling at this point in time on this whole situation. So where did you get started? Well, first, let me congratulate you. You just recently passed off a crown, which was a very, very big deal in the entire state of Michigan. There were so many queens that participated in this. I feel like calling it a pageant is wrong. Is it wrong?
No, it is. It is a wonderful pageant.
Okay, so it's like a pageant, but explain to everybody, like, the crown that you just passed off, which is, like, iconic, that you want to, like, it's just amazing to, like, even win that crown in the first place. But tell everybody, like, how you won the crown and, like, the crown that you passed off and what it meant to you.
The crown that I just passed down was Miss Gigi's Classic from Gigi's in Detroit, Michigan. Yes, it's wonderful. Nikki Stevens has done a wonderful job there. She has modeled the Miss Gigi's pageant after the Continental pageant. So it's a two-day pageant. She wants the best girls that can come and show their talents. And right. The people who win there generally are the best of the best in the area, in the state of Michigan.
So I got to ask. All right. So, like, I've asked everybody that's come on the show, like, from Chanel from RuPaul's Drag Race, like, at what point did you realize, like, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm really fish?
It took me a minute. I don't know, because when you first get into it and then you think you're fish, you know, I bet every queen out there the first day they're like, oh my God, I'm painted to the gods. And you look at the pictures from, you know, even 7 years back, and I'm like, oh God, what was I thinking? But honestly, I would say probably, like, within the past couple years, Gigi's really did something for me, not only in my mind and my heart, but the sisterhood there really helped prepare me for so many things.
Okay. All right. So I got to ask, because I ask everybody who comes on the show, like, so, like, who is your drag mom? If you have one.
I really don't have a drag mom. I would have to say that the closest one to a drag mom that I have is actually Ashley Austin Farah. She is originally from Columbus, Ohio, and she just recently moved to Las Vegas.
Whoa. So she's locked down out here. That's
yes.
Crazy.
Actually, her drag mother is India Farah.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we're all, like, locked down and, like, fighting over toilet paper here on Channel Q and 94.1 HD2 in Las Vegas.
No.
Seriously, like, everywhere you go, whether it's, like, a Smith's or a Vons, y'all probably don't have those up there in Michigan.
But, like, no.
We have like a, like, it's basically like a Kroger store, like what you would be like equivalent to like a Kroger, but they have like no toilet paper. So it's like, I think people are like starting apps right now that basically will tell you where toilet paper is, which is like,
do you need us to send you some, honey?
I need to. No, I haven't like barely left my house. Like, seriously, I don't get out. I don't do nothing anymore. I've been quarantined since the 19th, which is kind of crazy.
Really? I'm still working.
I mean, not for like health. I mean, not like for health things, but just that like we're trying to be like really super careful because we have 6 radio stations in our building. If you're counting this one, so we're just trying to protect a lot of people, and we're all just like broadcasting from home, which is kind of cool because I'm able to like talk to you right now up in Michigan right now. What is the weather like up there?
You know, it's crazy. Yesterday it was beautiful. I was outside cleaning my car. It was 65. I had my shirt off, and then today at work I hear the rain. And I'm like, rain, and I go outside, and not only is it raining, but then it's snowing on top of that.
Oh, my goodness. It's snowing for real?
Yes. We had flurries all night long.
So do you, let me ask a question. I mean, you're fabulous. Like, I'm showing everybody right now a picture of, like, you. And so just the visual of you scraping off a car with the beautiful hair and stuff, like, we're just tripping over here. Call the coroner, because we are dead over here. Seriously. Like, do you have to keep, like, snow boots, like, up there in Michigan? Like, in your trunk?
I never wear boots. Oh, no. I wear my 5-inch heels and just plow through the snow.
Mercy, queen. Mercy. All right. So, I have to ask, how did you get your start in drag? And how did it work up to the point? All right. Because a lot of people that are listening to this show, they're like, wow, Detroit, that's kind of like a really big deal. And it's a major big deal. When you think about that, there are like 7 million people like around Detroit, and 7 million people competing, like they could be potentially competing for your crown, really. Like, how does it, like, how did you get started? How were you inspired? And how did it lead you to Mrs. Gigi's?
Well, I got my start by doing an amateur night in Saginaw, Michigan with a production company called Power Diva Productions out of Grand Rapids. Okay. Just kind of started there. And at first it was just kind of like a hobby thing. Well, I kind of just, I don't know, I fell in love with drag.
You kind of got really good at it. Like, really good.
I wouldn't say that. I just had a lot of fun with it. And then I remember doing my first pageant. I went to Toledo, and I did an amateur pageant in Toledo, Miss Amateur Glass City, which is the city of Toledo. And I competed against 5 girls, and I won that. And that's when I was just kind of like, oh, okay, maybe I can do something. And then Toledo treated me with so much love. And then I won this, my second amateur pageant down there, Miss Legends. Legends Show Club.
Right?
Yes, come on, Glass
Shout
City.
Yeah,
they're the ones who helped me kind of get my start in things. And, you know, once I got into Detroit, that kind of just shot me everywhere.
Okay. All right. So explain, like, where is your base? Just out of curiosity, like, if you don't mind, like, sharing that. I mean, we're broadcasting to Las Vegas and around the world on the radio.com app. But if you don't mind sharing, like, your general location.
Oh, I don't care. I'm based out of Mount Morris, Michigan, just outside of Flint, Michigan. Woo-woo!
Hey, that's my hometown.
Yes.
I was hoping you would say that. But
hashtag Flint Princess, honey. I am Flint Princess. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Flint Princess, tell everybody, you just had a mural that was like painted on a wall, which is pretty significant because it made like newspapers and magazines.
Oh, it was amazing.
And it was like 10 foot tall and it was beautiful. All right. So can you like back us all up to like how this all happened?
Yeah. A friend of mine that I had worked with probably about almost 20 years ago was working up at a bar in Saginaw and was like, you know, he wants to try to start something up here. And so they wanted me to start doing drag queen bingo. So he offered me a spot and I was like, okay. So I started doing bingo and he's like, oh my God, we're hitting it good. We ought to try something more. How about doing drag queen karaoke? And I was like, okay. So I go in there and for 5 hours, I just shoot the shit. At first he's like, I want you to make fun of people. Well, I don't like doing that. And so I kind of was more supportive and just made people laugh. So now that they, when they come up there, they only come mainly on drag nights now. And I made it some more of like a community rather than just a pub coming and getting drunk. And right. Well, a couple of the editors seen that and they're like, oh, we want to do this whole story on, you know, Max and what you're doing, trying to bring back the gay community to Saginaw. And then after they seen the karaoke, they're like, oh no, the whole thing's going to be about you. And then the city of Saginaw had seen it and they're like, well, we want to do these murals in different areas of Saginaw to represent each area. And when the artist had heard about the article, she's like, hey, I would like to add you into this mural. So I sent her one of my pictures. And actually, at the night of one of my bingos, she was there. And I got to meet her. And she showed me pictures of everything. And I was floored.
I bet you were. All right. So we want to, like, follow you without, like, being, like, super creepy or weird or anything, like, obviously, like, super creepy. Because we know you got a husband, so we're like, we're pumping our brakes on that. All right, but if we wanted to like follow you online on the World Wide Web, where would be the best place for us to interact with you, a star of love?
You can catch me on Facebook and Instagram at a star of love.
At a star of love. And that's A-S-T-A-R-A-L-O-V-E. There may or may not be a space in there.
I think. There may or may not. I'm not sure.
There may or may. Right, I'm going to spell it out for you right now. All right. Yes. So if you're listening to the broadcast, it's A-S-T-A-R-A-L-O-V-E. It's a star of love. And I know we're going to see you in Vegas soon. Because you know we got the RuPaul show here. You know we got the RuPaul show.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yes.
Yes. We need to see you on TV. I'm thinking logo. I'm thinking something big because you are fabulous. So,
thank you, sweetheart. So are you.
Thank you. I love you so much. Thank you so much for making time for us. And we totally appreciate you. Please keep washing your hands because we love you and we want you to be around for a long, long, long time so you can come back on the show.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.